If you've looked up close at a snowflake, you've probably noticed how delicate they are. Aspen Skiing Company photographer Jeremy Swanson wants to show snow's vulnerability in a new exhibit. It opens tonight as a part of the meeting's Snow Sports Film Festival. I spoke with Swanson about how his photography could inspire a new appreciation for snowy winters and show how susceptible they are to climate change. Jeremy Swanson says that being a ski photographer for 15 years means that you take a lot of the same pictures over and over.
The person making a slashy powder turn like in the dumps in Aspen, or somebody just ripping through the groomers somewhere on Snowmass.
Those photos sell lift tickets. But
after a while, you start to think, like, well, what else could I do? And how do I try and broaden this message so it's not quite as just surface, especially taking into account climate change?
A lot of photography focusing on the impacts of climate change takes a broad perspective. Photographers might board planes to get a bird's eye view of dry riverbeds or whole hillsides blackened by wildfire. However, Swanson zoomed way in.
What occurred to me is to try and look at individual snowflakes. It felt to me, as opposed to you look at a foot of powder on some February morning, and it looks invincible, right? It doesn't look like anything could change that. That blanket of white is just too big and too deep to be bothered by something like a coal-fired power plant. But when you start to keep drilling down and you look at individual snowflakes, and like I've watched them, you know, when they fall and they land on your jacket or something, and they melt in the blink of an eye. When you start looking at those small, delicate foundational blocks of our winters here, of our skiing here, it felt like something that was vulnerable.
The glassy white snowflakes are layered and complex. They're beautiful. They have a ghostly glow against the stark black background. Swanson has found that they're also data. They document the effects of climate change in a unique way. He's been shooting snowflakes for the past 2 years. He says the first winter was a good snow year, and the crystals were beveled and intricate. Then there was last season. It was dry and warm.
And the snowflakes showed it. They were broken. They were malformed. They look more like, if you look at the summit of the granules you see coming out of a snow gun. And they feel that way under our skis. There's a concrete connection to how we experience the snow and kind of what that snow looks like under the magnifying glass. We want to keep in mind, like, that some of the first signs of climate change in our ski resorts is going to be just the kind of snow we have and how we experience it. And I was trying to find ways to visually represent that, to tell a story in a way that's a lot more compelling and emotional than what we sometimes get out of the statistics and other things that are often brought up.
By focusing on the smallest thing, Swanson started to see the big picture.
It seems to me to be, in a nutshell, the story of our entire environment, that it looks big and strong and unchangeable when you take it all in at once, but then when you start to look at little pieces of it, you start to see, like, we have some responsibilities here.
Swanson hopes that each viewer will walk away inspired to be a part of the climate change solution, just like individual snowflakes build to create a powder day. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.